here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip, sitting in the beautiful ambient surroundings of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre in Gawler Civic Centre. Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, June 26, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And Jeanette's a bit puffed out because she had to dash and get the Bunyip from her car. So I said, I'll start this week and she can start for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, no,
we'll just get back into some routine. So I don't think anyone out there in listener land is actually keeping count of who starts because we forget sometimes too. So here we go through 150 years ago. Country correspondence. Reeves Plains. A strange noise was heard here on Sunday week, the 14th inst, by a considerable number of people. It was about 5:30 in the evening, just as people were going to church, and was described as a rolling of heavy loads of stone. Referring to the case of shoplifting at Two Wells, I may say that a large amount of sympathy is felt for Mr. Pierce, who is well known here as an honest, obliging and respectable man.
Sorry?
I have no idea what...
It's two separate items within the country correspondence thing, I think.
A strange noise described as a rolling of heavy loads of stone.
It sounds like an
And then a large, yes, a large amount of sympathy is felt for Mr. Pierce, who's well known here as an honest... So it sounds like Mr. Pierce must have been robbed. Maybe he had stones robbed?
Maybe.
This is a peculiar one. We might have to go to Trove
yes,
on this one.
Yes.
And do a bit of...
I'm trying to think if Pierce is one of the... Because Reeves Plains is just next to Kangaroo Flat.
Yeah. That's a weird story.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
Well, we'll ponder that one.
Yes. I'll look that one up.
Yeah.
100 years ago, legalising bookmakers. Although the proposition to legalise bookmakers sprang out of the clouds, it is not to be supposed that there is not influential support behind it. If the proposition can be passed, the ground will be cut from under the feet of the anti-saloon people, who are popping up their demands for reform. In their efforts to push the temperance reformers to the wall, the parties behind the proposal, who cannot appear in public in support of it, have engineered the government into an uncomfortable position. The sharp subterranean conflict in Labour circles over social reform has emerged in a victory for the party, which holds that bookmakers are the enemies of the working class movement. This has left the government in the air, and it remains to be seen whether they will prove as pliable as to the dictates of their own party as they have to the demands of outside interests.
Okay, so well, that's that another bit of bleak, isn't it?
So when were bookmakers? I wonder when bookmakers were legalised. There's something I should know, actually.
Oh, because you had bookmakers in your... You had SP bookies?
No, stories around bookmaking, though.
Oh, right.
And betting. So my grandfather, would have been about 4 years after this story, was going to put money on a horse. And my recollection is that he walked past the bookies, the shop. Now, it was a business, as you know, like they are now. But then that could have been either my aunt and mother who told the story telling it incorrectly. I don't know. So I don't know exactly.
So he walked past, he didn't put the money on?
No, he didn't put the money on.
Oh.
So this is the story where he had a dream that a particular horse was going to win a particular race, and the family story is that it was far up in the Melbourne Cup, but it wasn't far up in the Melbourne Cup because the years don't tally for that. And he had two payments left to make on the house, and he wanted to put one of the payments on the horse, and my grandmother wouldn't let him. So he was still very tempted, so he was walking to work with the money in his pocket, and the odds were so high that if he won, the horse won, he'd be able to pay off his house.
Oh.
So he was very, very tempted.
But he didn't?
But he didn't, and the horse did win, and he lost his job because the depression hit.
Yeah.
And he lost the entire house.
Oh, my God.
All the payments, everything. So he lost the money.
Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad, isn't it?
But if he'd put it on the horse, he would have won. So I love that story so much. It's sort of inverse morality in a way.
50 years ago, sealing is at a standstill. Drastic cuts in funds from government sources have brought roadworks by Barossa District Council almost to a standstill. For the first time in many years, council will complete the year without having sealed a road surface, the district park, Mr. Keith Davis, said this week. He said the small amount received by the government was barely enough to offset the maintenance of roads used by other than local traffic. And Mr. Davis doesn't expect any improvement in the immediate future, which is what we were saying about sealing roads. If you keep deferring it, sooner or later you have to really rush to catch up. And then you get burdened with depreciation.
Yes. But of course, 50 years ago, they were feeling the pinch economically because that was around the time of the oil price spike.
Yeah, well, that was the 70s, early 70s.
So that's probably why. It's probably.
Oh, yes, I remember coasting down the hill with the car out of gear just to save a little bit of fuel.
Yes, and we thought it was expensive then.
It was all of about 25 cents a litre.
Yes.
20 cents a litre.
So 25 years ago, Kim, worlds ahead. One-arm push-ups, weightlifting and body pump are all in a day's work for the world's third fittest woman, Gawler's Kim Knott. Kim, who lives at Evanston Park, has taken out the Miss Fitness Australia title back-to-back and has just come home with a bronze medal in the Miss Fitness World Championships held in Greece. A fitness fanatic ever since she can remember, Kim's recent triumphs won't slow her hectic training schedule. In fact, she says, she's already in training for next year's national and world competitions.
And 25 years on, I wonder what she looks like and how fit she is. Mm. Be nice to know, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Right, 10 years ago, Brock's flying visit, spending opportunities for a $39 million regional funding package, were at the forefront of talks between independent MP Jeff Brock and local representatives yesterday. Visiting Roseworthy's Adelaide University campus as well as the Barossa Council Chambers as part of his regional tours, Mr. Brock spoke with Council and Barossa Regional Development Australia representatives about opportunities and concerns within the local districts. The $39 million funding package was last week criticised in Parliament by regionally based state Liberal MPs, including Member for Shubert, Stephen Knoll, who lambasted the Labor government for its lack of regional support, claiming the Liberal Party would have provided $139 million for country areas. Ah, tit for tat.
Yes.
I can do it higher than you can. And that brings us to an end for this week, Jeanette. There's quite a few words in it.
Yes.
That first one is still puzzling. I'm sure you're right. There's two stories in that.
I think so, yes. Because that's what the regional correspondents did. They would just cover lots of little things.
They weren't always fun to read.
Yes. So. Well, I've used the Smithfield correspondent a lot in my history.
You would do. So.
Yeah, it's been invaluable. So.
Very good. So, signing off for now.
Yes, until next week, Kate.
Until then. For all like sun.